Theoretical recap. A semantic image gallery in HTML is built around a handful of elements you have already encountered: EMG, figure, fig caption, and appropriate structural tags such as section, article, or all/lead depending on the nature of the content. The key mental model is this: every image that carries meaning must be wrapped in a figure element, and every image that needs a visible description must pair that figure with a fig caption. The alt+a attribute on MEG remains mandatory. It describes the image for screen readers and search engines, and it is not a substitute for fig caption. The alt answers what does this image show, while fig caption answers what do you want to tell the reader about this image. A common mistake is to use div containers everywhere instead of figure, or to leave alt attributes empty on meaningful images, or to duplicate the alt text verbatim inside fig caption. Another frequent error is to forget that figure is a block-level element and can contain more than just an image. A short code snippet, a quote, or a diagram can also live inside it. Mini example: figure MGSRC equals photo Paris.jpg alt equals serial view of Paris at night fig caption Paris illuminated, taken from the Eiffel Tower observation deck. \fig caption\figure Keep this structure in mind throughout the workshop. Workshop brief. You are going to build a standalone HTML page that presents a semantic image gallery on the theme of your choice, travel destinations, architecture, nature, technology, any coherent subject works. The page must feel complete and professionally structured, not a rough draft. This workshop consolidates everything you have learned in this chapter: semantic structure, images with alt attributes, figure and fig caption, links, lists, and document flow. You are not just placing images on a page, you are building a structured, accessible, and meaningful document. The gallery must contain at least 6 images. You do not need real photographs. You can use placeholder services such as pixum.photos or unsplash.com, or any freely available images. Each image must be wrapped in a figure element and accompanied by a fig caption that provides genuine contextual information, not just a repeat of the alt text. Every EMG tag must carry a descriptive and accurate alt attribute. The overall page must include a header with a title and a brief introduction to the gallery theme, a main section containing the gallery itself, and a footer with at least your name and the creation date. Structure the gallery items using either a all/lead list, if the items are genuinely list-like and interchangeable, or a series of article or section elements, if each item has its own standalone meaning. Make a deliberate choice and be ready to justify it. This is a semantic decision, not a cosmetic one. Add at least 2 internal anchor links, one in the header that lets the user jump directly to the gallery, and one at the bottom of the gallery that brings the user back to the top of the page. Also, include at least 1 external link, for example, a source credit or a related resource, properly configured with target equals underscore blank and rel equals snoopener nor referrer. Pay careful attention to the following points as you build. Use only one H1 greater than on the entire page. Use heading levels, H2 greater than H3 greater than in a logical hierarchy without skipping levels. Do not use HTML attributes for visual styling. No inline style, no align, no border on MAG. The goal here is pure semantic HTML. Validate your page using the W3C HTML validator, validator.w3.org, before submitting, and fix any reported errors. These are not optional extras, they are part of the deliverable. You have up to 4 hours to complete this workshop. Work at your own pace within that window. You are fully allowed, and encouraged, to consult your previous course materials, block versus inline, links, images, semantic structure lessons, the MDN web docs, the W3C specification, or any other reliable internet resource. You may discuss approaches with peers or ask for help, but the code you submit must be your own. When you are done, submit your HTML file. A single HTML file is sufficient before the deadline expires. Late submissions will not be evaluated.